HVAC.
When friends and family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right. So when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit aceholmco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
As the days get shorter and the weather turns colder, Harbin Lumber Company wants to thank our neighbors for another great year. We're proud to be part of this community, helping families, builders, and friends create something that lasts. So from all of us at Harbin Lumber, bundle up, stay warm, and have a happy Thanksgiving. From our family to yours, we wish you a season filled with gratitude, warmth, and good company. Harbin Lumber Company, helping build dreams since 1917.
Waltham to the Road Rage, we're back. Texter 554 writes, Walt, I think you're spot on. There's definitely going to be times when Davidson will win games for us. Brunell just continues being one of the best coaches in America. And if you notice, Walt, the experts on Twitter and ESPN are also bringing into light. They are. They're starting to talk Brad up as one of the best coaches in America. It's way overdue. This will be his fourth year in a row with a very competitive, solid team, and fourth year in a row making the dance. We all got, we got robbed in 2022. It's 100% right. 100% right. Then he writes, correct in large letters. You saw this coming ever since the first Sweet 16 run. I did. I always believed in this coach. At times I felt like I was alone against the world in terms of the reaction that I was getting. But I always fought for it because I always knew it was true. I knew what this guy was capable of. And I think he's proven that. And now I think he's finally getting his just desserts. He's being recognized as one of the best coaches in America. And that's what he is. And Texter asked me earlier, he said, Walt, are you going to talk about Nick Davidson's role going forward? Yeah, I may have done that. I don't know if you missed that or not. But, yeah, I've already done that. But I think that you will see an expanded role in time for Nick Davidson. This is a team that, as Brett has mentioned over and over, they want to play faster. They want to get up and down. And you're playing 10 guys. So you're not – it's not like before where you basically had one or two bigs, you had six or seven guys you're playing, and you're walking the ball up the court and you're going into the post. See, that's what Nick Davidson away needs. That's when he would be at his best. But that's not happening here. It's not happening here because – Welling and Gottfried and Wallin are all also talented. Clemson has more bigs with a wider set of skill than we've seen before, and it's all different. So, you know, when Gottfried gets in the low block, he's looking to attack the rim right away. When Wallin gets it, he's looking to pop the three from the top of the key or get downhill on Yoke on somebody's head. Or Welling. When Welling gets it, he's looking to pop the three from the top of the key or get downhill on someone's head. When Wallin gets it, he's looking to take a three from the wing. I actually want Wallin to drive more. I want him to drive more. I want him to cut more than just be a designated three-point shooter. And I think we saw some of that the other day. But Davidson has to find his role amidst all three of those other guys. And again, on a team that is playing 10 guys and wants to go up and down. And, you know, has some guys who hunt the shot a little bit. You know, hunt the shot has a negative connotation. Like, for example, if I say Justin Porter hunts the shot a little bit, that carries like a negative connotation. But I don't mean it negatively in Justin Porter's case. I want him to hunt the shot. And Justin will. He's looking to take that three. That ball hits his hands. If he has any daylight, he's taking that three. And I want him to take that shot. I also want him to drive the ball because he's so friggin' super quick and there's a toughness about him. So that's the dilemma for Nick. He is more the walk it up the court type of player trying to find his way on a team full of 10 guys who want to run it up the court. So that basically summarizes the issue. Again, if you substituted P.J. Hall, if you put Nick Davidson in for P.J. Hall a few years ago with the Girard team, Davidson would be averaging 18 points. Clemson would be going into him every time. Clemson would be walking the ball up the court, going into him. He'd be going to the foul line. He'd be scoring. But that's not what this team is. And so Nick has to find how he fits in all this. And it will come. It will come. I not only was happy about the way he played in the second half and the way he rebounded, the way he competed, and the way he dove on the floor for the ball and made a play that might have won the game. But I was also happy with the few post-ups he got there in the second half where, one I think he went to a left-handed hook. Regardless, several of those shots just rolled off the rim. I was sure they were going to drop. It's exactly what you want. And you're going to get more of that from him going forward. You will. You're also going to get the face-up threes from the top of the key and the wing. He's capable of making both those shots, even though they haven't started dropping for him yet. His time is coming. His time is coming. He just needs to worry about the other things. His time is coming. But that's been his issue, and it's an issue that nobody in my mind has correctly identified. I think that's been the issue. Hold on. I see you in there waving, Ramona. I see you waving. I see you waving. I'm having some sort of issue here, Ramona. Okay, let me tell you about my friends at Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina, and it's that time again. Feast Week is back on Underdog from November 26th through November 30th. Check the app daily for special promos. Ramona, it's Boost Ember. It's Boost Ember. I'm inventing that. Hey, man, check for promos. We love promos during Feast Week. You have to play them all. Trust me, you do. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Man, I got to get in on. I'm going to be all over Feast Week. I will have so many plays. I will be playing absolutely everything during Feast Week. So stay tuned. We'll give you more on-air plays as well. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capitals, one word, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all caps, one word, Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets on underdogfantasy.com/web/win. Get terms _DFS_.h. HTML for details. Consider with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER, visit www.ncpgambling.org. Underdog, you will thank me later. All right, it's Henry. Basketball David, get back in. David, we need to talk some basketball. Henry, how are you, Henry? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Good afternoon. First time calling. I listened for a while. I'm here in Columbia.
Well, welcome in, Henry. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I had the pleasure going down to the game yesterday and witnessing it live. And let me tell you, I've gone to a lot of basketball games. That was one of the most fun games. It was a tense game, but it was one of the most fun games I've actually witnessed in person with Clemson. I was sitting beside a bunch of West Virginia folks. They were all up in that place. I told them there's got to be no one left in the state of West Virginia. They were all in Charleston.
It seemed that way, didn't it? Because like I thought in the first game it seemed like West Virginia was the home team.
Yeah, I mean they definitely were there. And the guy, I didn't go to the Friday night game, but when I was speaking with several of those individuals there, they said we definitely outnumbered the Clemson fans. I said, yeah, Friday night wasn't a good night in South Carolina.
And you know, Henry, to be honest, I understand wanting to get out of that state.
I'm with you. But there were two things I wanted to bring up, and you hit on one of them earlier. But watching Clemson basketball from the time they had Skip Wise all the way up to now, never had this type of depth, and I'm talking quality depth. And I was telling my buddy that was sitting next to me, I said, we saw everybody, but we still didn't see Dallas Thomas. And I like if I had to pick a game with Dallas Thomas or Chauncey Wiggins, I'm picking Dallas Thomas every time.
Agreed.
And so he didn't even get in the game yesterday.
Yep. Yeah, you're right. I mean, and honestly, when he has got in, he's actually shot the ball very well. He's had some looks from three that he knocked out, and it sure looked like he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, definitely. So that was one point. The other point was a referee. So in the first half, they allowed, you know, it was NFL, so nobody got called with fouls. I think Clemson got five fouls in 20 minutes. Second half, they were in the bonus at the 12 minute and something mark because they changed the total way that they called a game. I've never seen a group of referees do that before.
Yeah,
that went from can do what you want in the first half to touch hand checks and touch fouls in the second half.
Yeah, it might have been, Henry, in that Georgia game that they were worried that they were going to lose control of that game because there were a few times there it got testy and their big guy was going after the official several times. It was strange in that regard. I mean, I thought the officiating, the whole unobserved foul thing, which stopped the game for 10 minutes. That's such a bunch of horse crap. Because, again, I mean, explain that to me, because here's something I really don't know. I thought I knew everything, but here's something I don't know. I've done this my whole life. Okay, the unobserved foul thing, how far back can we go exactly? Can we go back 18 minutes? I mean, seriously, how far back can we go on the unobserved foul? And not to mention the fact, who called that to the officials' attention? That's the other part I wanted.
It was one of the assistants on Georgia's team. And I think it wasn't even a coach. It was one of those analysts. Because the player from Georgia complained about it.
Yeah,
so he brought the official. Yeah, that's who it was.
Yeah.
And so it was one of the – because I was sitting there watching, why is the assistant analyst or whoever he was speaking with the referee? And then he went over and talked to Brad. Then they got a little group huddle and decided, well, let's take a look at this. They went and they spent 5 minutes looking at it and not coming up with a decision.
Henry, the game was so friggin' good. The game, both sides, the game was incredible. It's like you said, to watch that game in person. I mean, I'm watching it on TV and I'm jumping all around me. The game was absolutely bonkers. It was just incredible. And then the officials stop it for 10 minutes to go back and review an unobserved foul.
That's right. I tell you, Wilkinson, that number five
for
Georgia.
He was unbelievable.
That's an NBA player. I mean, guy hit some shots that were just unbelievable.
Yeah, there were times, Henry, where Clemson just had these guys totally tightly guarded, and yet they hit shots anyway. I mean, the shot making by Georgia was truly unbelievable at times. I mean,
it was indeed, yeah. But so anyway, that's all I had. Again, I enjoy listening to you, and I'll be listening the rest of the day.
Call more often, Henry. Thank you. It's a good job. It's well done. Yeah, the game was as entertaining as the first game was against West Virginia. The game Sunday was just wild. I mean, it was unbelievable. Each team would go on runs. You didn't know where it was going to end, how it was going to settle. People were saying, well, Walt, I'm worried that this is going to go against us. You know, there's a perception. I don't know why it is. Ron had it earlier where Ron was saying, you know, Walt, you know, we tend to lose these type of games. We don't. I mean, Clemson basketball the last few years has been doing nothing but winning. That's what Clemson basketball does. Clemson basketball wins. You know, so and the winning is going to keep coming. It's just going to get better and better. I mean, Brad Brownell is turning Clemson basketball into a monster. And quite frankly, we have reached a point where football's got to catch up. I think baseball is on that right trajectory. I think baseball is catching up. The one that's a little bit behind right now is football. And 5 or 6 years ago, even though I was, you know, the most staunch Brad Brownell guy and defender, and it was defender. You know, people just never would have said that, but that's where we are now. I mean, that's where we are now. I mean, what Brad Brownell has done at Clemson is truly amazing, and he's reinvented himself numerous times, and the last 3 years has been the greatest stretch in Clemson basketball history, and it's not going to stop. It's going to keep going. And it's not going to stop this year because next year, Clemson's going to have the two most talented players on one roster that they've ever had in their history. And I want to talk about that, too, at some point. But again, I think the question going into this game, we knew that Clemson had the baseline play to compete. What we didn't know was whether Clemson had the guard play to compete with Georgia. But it turns out that they, in fact, did have the guard play to compete with Georgia. And the Clemson guards, specifically those three guys, were played out of their minds. I mean, Buddy Johnson, Porter, and Dylan Hunter. And I can't say Dylan Hunter enough. I think Dylan Hunter is the guy who, you know, I think we take him for granted. Clemson does not win either one of those games without Dylan Hunter. Dylan Hunter's leadership, his on-court leadership, and his floor game. There is no way this Clemson team would have handled Georgia's pressure without Dylan Hunter. You take Dylan Hunter out of that game, that's a big L. It's a big L. Despite Buddy Johnson, despite Porter, you take Dylan Hunter out of that game's an L. Basketball, David and Todd in Easley as soon as we get back. Before we do that, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. The Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us, and they want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard, or like me, like 50 trees that look a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Look, they saved my life, okay? That's the bottom line. They saved my life. Now, that might sound like hyperbole. It's not hyperbole, okay? I had a white oak tree fall between my home and my garage. I have a detached two-car garage, fell between, came up against my AC unit. When that happened, because oak trees are supposed to be sturdy, I realized, oh, I have all these big pine trees that are leaning toward my home that are not sturdy. And so I had Brian Franklin come out, and we went through all those trees. He advised me to keep some that I was concerned about. He was right about everything. But I needed trees taken out. Had I not done that, when Helene hit, I would have been dead. My home would have been crushed, and I would have been dead. End of story. Because when Helene hit, that storm settled in my valley. And my woods got wiped out. That's the insulated woods, trees in the middle of woods that I lost 50, 75 trees. Had I left those trees exposed, the ones that were at my fence line, any of which would have hit my house, I would have been flattened like a pancake. Brian Franklin prevented that. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured, committed to top quality work. The Franklin Tree Service, they're the best, period. End of story. Franklin Tree Service, call them today. Tell them I sent you. 864-947-9065, 864 in English, 947-9065, 864-947-9065. Basketball, David, and Todd and Easy when we get back.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. And select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. Lowcountrymale.com.
If you run a business, you need video. Video for your website, social media, but you don't know where to turn. We've made it simple. Take the Double Dog Video Productions Double Dog Dance. We produce your video, and if you don't like it, you keep your money. We keep the video, we part as friends. A little secret, no one's ever asked for their money back, and you are going to love your video. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
Kate Klubnik here for my good friends at Fred Caldwell Chevrolet in Clover. I've been driving a beautiful Silverado truck from Fred Caldwell for several years. I can't say enough about Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys at Fred Caldwell. They have made it so easy for me, and they can do the same for you. Text or call Martin at 704-534-1014. Yep, he will answer and handle you right over the phone. Again, 704-534-1014. And tell Martin I sent you, or visit FredCaldwellChevy.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. The Beacon has served over 300 menu selections of burgers, barbecue, chicken, fish, and more for over 70 years. Jerry, what's been the most popular?
Chili cheese, I ain't playing tie. I need flounder. Cheeseburger like a burger, make it crust. Give me a bacon whip, no trim.
Had a feeling you'd say that. Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John B. White Senior Boulevard in Spartanburg.
Hey, Plantai.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit. On game day, great prep makes all the difference. Same goes for your pizza. That's why I go with Frigidaire stone-baked pizza oven. Fresh pizzas go from dough to done in just 2 minutes.
Whether you're throwing a party or squeezing in dinner between plays, this oven delivers hot, crispy, restaurant-quality pizza right from your kitchen. Only from Frigidaire. Game-ready pizza. Get it today at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Tulu Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew. contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. That's no good. You don't want to be breathing moldy, mildewy air. Plus, you don't want your house to smell that way either. Standing water that musty smell in your bedroom can be a major problem for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, you trust the local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks are not going to get better over time. So you call my friends at Canty today. 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Canty offers free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open. Call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com. CantyCanFixIt.com. The games this weekend, in particular the Sunday game against Georgia, that's one of the most entertaining basketball games I've seen in a really long time, involving anybody, not just Clemson. But because I thought Georgia played really well too, and I thought their shot making was just insane. Basketball, David. How are you, Walt? David?
Doing good, Walt. Hope you're doing well.
I am, David. Thank you. Good to have you as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Walt. Obviously, a really good weekend, and Walt, it's a really good time of year for basketball. Obviously, you know, I know football's getting into the postseason, and NFL's cranking up, but we got Feast Week going on in basketball, and you know, tournament games, and all these tournaments every day, all day, and makes for some really good, exciting early season basketball, Walt. And obviously, as you've been talking about, we had some of that this past weekend, and Walt, two of kind of my comments I wanted to bring up to you on the air was, one, I think what you said, and I kind of heard a caller before I had to drop real quick, was, you know, talk about Clemson's defense suffering. And, Walt, I don't understand, and I'm not ragging that caller at all. I think there's a difference between bad defense and – because, Walt, you can play bad defense on me and I miss a shot,
yep,
and that's still bad defense. And you could, just at the other end, you could play really good defense on me,
yeah,
and you and I could still make the shot, and that doesn't negate that I had a really good defensive possession. And I think that's what Clemson was doing against Georgia, was there was some tough defense. I remember the Blue Cane kid dribbled up the right side of the court late in the game, yeah, last couple minutes, and now I wish Buddy Johnson would have kind of turned him one or two times, but he dribbled up the whole right side of the floor and hit a shot, like, fading out of bounds,
yeah,
and Butter was all in his grill, and yeah, that's just a tough shot, Walt.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
I think
look, even the 35-footer he hit earlier, it was a challenge,
yep,
shot. It was challenged without fouling, and he hit a 35-footer. I mean, I thought that Georgia's shot-making was borderline insane at times. I mean, I'm watching them take shots under duress that Clemson has done a good job guarding, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, there's no way dude's hitting that shot. And then they did time and time and time again. You know, so much so that Clemson fouled 2 3-point shooters, which is a cardinal sin,
yep,
which you don't want to do. But, you know, I think Clemson felt like they had to. You know, like these dudes are making all these shots.
Well, and I think the testament, Walt, is – when you can keep coming back, because while you've been around basketball, you know as good as I do, if you're guarding me and I make a shot and you're in my grill and,
yep,
and I do it again,
yep,
and I do it again, well, what's your mentality going to,
yep,
be?
You want to come right back.
Eventually you're going to be like, good night. I mean, what else do I need,
yeah,
to do? You know,
right,
you start hanging your head.
Yeah.
But for the Clemson to have the mentality of like, you know what, we're going to keep making those tough shots. And if they keep doing them, then obviously you slap them on the rear at the end of the day and tell them good game, but eventually you hope, like, you know, eventually one of or two of them miss and you get the stops. But I think for the testament to Clemson was Georgia had to make tough shots all game. It was, you know, it wasn't a, oh, well, you know, they make one or two and then Clemson's like, you know, okay, that,
well,
just kind of snowballed on them.
And David, Clemson responded offensively as well. I mean, that's how we get to a near 100-point game. I mean, Clemson scored 17 points in overtime. Now, some of that was from the free throw line, but still, I mean, 17 points in 5 minutes. And, And Clemson just kept answering, you know, and Porta and Butter Johnson. And again, I thought Dylan Hunter, after the first few minutes where I think he had to get accustomed to Georgia's trapping and their speed and their athleticism, I thought after that, I thought he really played a terrific floor game. I just don't think Clemson could have won that game without Dylan Hunter. He's the guy who handled a lot of the pressure in one fashion or another.
No question, Walt. And I think the thing that he did was because, again, against pressure, obviously the point of pressure is to try to get you to speed up so fast that you forget what you're doing, you lose your composure, and you just start throwing the ball all around. But if you know where you're going with the ball and you're composed in the spite of all that pressure, you can get easy points against press.
Well, that's what happened. Again, David, early on.
And I think what Dylan would often be the first pass to lead to, you know, maybe the open three or the open where maybe he wouldn't get the assist, but if you did hockey assists, he would probably have several of those.
Right, I think that's right.
And again, that's where I think his composure maybe doesn't show up on the stat sheet.
Yeah.
But if you look, because normally Georgia's not pressing right off of – they did some, but Georgia's not pressing right off of the inbounds. Normally what they're doing is they're kind of letting you get the ball inbounds, and then they're running and jumping you.
Yeah, they run, jump, trap.
Extra defender. Yeah. And that's when you have to kind of have the composure to, okay, where normally it's in a sense, well, it's almost like football. If you blitz a cornerback, normally the quarterback's going to throw right to where they blitz from, right?
Well, look, early on what you had was a lot. Early on what you had was a lot of live ball turnovers, and Georgia was feeding off it, and it was almost, you know, an offensive feeding frenzy. And then as Clemson settled in, and I think came up with a little better plan for attacking the full court pressure, I thought, in other words, the first 10 minutes of the game, I thought Georgia's full court pressure was really effective, and Clemson was committing too many live ball turnovers, and it was feeding Georgia's offense, and Georgia had 24 points in 9 minutes. After those first 9 minutes, I thought Clemson really settled into attacking Georgia's pressure. And again, contrary to what the announcers were saying, Clemson was not interested in pulling the ball out after they beat the press. Clemson was interested in attacking and firing up threes and taking whatever early advantage they generated by beating the press. I thought that was awesome. It was the exact opposite of what the announcers were saying. The announcers.
No question.
Yeah, and they did exactly what they should have done.
Well, I thought that announcer was a little bit of a buffoon because the whole point of basketball is to create an advantage, and once you create the advantage, you want to keep that advantage.
Right.
You don't want to let the defense back and sort of get back even. If I create an advantage on you, I want to keep that advantage for as long as I can. And I didn't understand what he was saying either about, you know, well, we'll pull it back out and run your, you know, if I have a 4-on-3 or 5-on-3 or, you know, 4-on-2 advantage, I want to keep that advantage.
You know, David, he's talking. They're talking like this is the PJ Hall Gerard team, you know, which is a half court walking up. That's how they're acting. This is not that team. You know, one point the goofball play by play guy is talking about, oh, Georgia's incredible depth. They have 10 guys, and there's no mention of the fact that Clemson's playing 10 guys.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I almost had to listen to it on mute, Walter, turn the sound down because I didn't understand that.
How about the unobserved foul, David? How about the unobserved foul? The unobserved foul, you know, look, I sort of went back and tried to look at this to figure out, you know, exactly what we're talking about. I don't like this notion of unobserved foul, but there's got to be a shutoff point. I mean, how far back can we go exactly when a coach or a player says, oh, well, I was fouled on that prior trip down the court? I mean, what's the statute of limitations on the unobserved foul?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, no, I wasn't sure on that one, Walt, Again, unless it was something where it's like, you know, hey, there was an elbow or something like that. But if we're just calling common fouls, but we're going back, I'm with you on that, Walt. I had no idea.
And you know what, David? I'm not even saying whether RJ did or not. I'm fine. You know what? If you had called that live, I'm fine with you calling that live. But you didn't call it live. I mean, you're like taking a player's or coach's word for something that happened earlier. And you're bringing in this notion of the unobserved foul. I mean, hey, man, if we can do unobserved crimes, You know, I mean, I don't get it. And I guess what I wonder is, again, how far back can you go?
And that's the part I don't understand, because now with these coaches' challenge, where they're allowing them to sort of say, hey, I want to challenge that play, you know, I would have thought most of the time the referees that I've talked to in the past, for them to go back and call a foul that wasn't called, they had to have called it, then they could overturn the call.
Right.
But they can't have a no call that you say, okay, now we're going to call that foul.
Exactly. And so, I don't like that whole notion of unobserved foul. I mean, not to mention, David, they're at the scores table for like 10 friggin' minutes. I mean, we've got a game that like is a glorious basketball game. It's just the intensity level, the shot making, everything up and down. It's just incredible. And they put a break on the whole friggin' thing for like 10 minutes.
Yep. It kills your momentum. And again, like, how many times do you have to look at it? Do you say, okay, we don't have enough evidence or whatever to say, let's move on?
Right. For a while, it seemed like they were never going to move on. It seemed like, I'm cussing all over social media and stuff. I'm like, let's freaking go. But in any case, and you know what? To Clemson's credit, they overcame that. They stopped the three-point attempt. They overcame that and went on to win the game.
Yep. And Walt, the other one thing I wanted to bring up real quick is, I know I've been hearing you talk about Davidson and his impact and stuff. And Walt, I think the other thing about basketball is again, obviously it's a new team, 11 new pieces, trying to implement. Everybody's got their own style. But I think the testament to Davidson is he's still found ways to impact games, though it's rebounding, it's passing, it's hustle, whatever it is. And that's the whole credit in basketball is, can you find a way for you, the coach, to put you on and keep you on the floor when even if your scoring is not, you know, if it's not your night or if you can't find your rhythm offensively, can you still find ways to impact the game? And I think he has. And I think you're 100% right, Walt. I think there's going to be games when Clemson plays, you know, teams in the ACC, whether it be, you know, in some other in the non-conference, maybe not BYU or Alabama necessarily, but maybe some other games.
Yeah, more half court.
Where he's going to have more of an impact, because I think what you said is spot on, is I think each of these bigs kind of has their own niche.
Yeah.
RJ's more the attacker. Welling's more the skilled, athletic, you know, kind of offensive threat. And then Davidson's more of your half court offensive threat.
Yep.
So I 100% think Davidson's going to have impact. And I think he's already had impact. It just hasn't appeared in the scoring column.
Yeah, I think that's right. And he just needs to be patient, and it's going to come to him, because he really does have an offensive skill set on the low block, and he can hit that face up from 3-2. It just hasn't gone yet, but it's going to. You know, Porter's shot hadn't gone in until this weekend, and now you see the impact there. And you know, David, I'll tell you something. That kid's got some grit that I don't know if we knew that. He's not just quick. He plays like a cornerback, like a physical cornerback. You know, he's
barking the whole time. Like, he's talking. And,
he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this team desperately needs his ability to shoot the ball. They desperately need that, and he has it. Hey, David, great talking to you as always. Thank you, Walt. Thank you, David. Let me tell you about Iron Drive Floor Coatings. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. They have the most 5-star Google reviews in their industry, not the third most or the second most, the most. Why? Because of the people and the quality of the equipment. See, it turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the longevity of any floor coating job is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. That's not a surprise, right? They have 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. This is Iron Drive. And again, if you can dream up a color, they can make it. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. Easy to clean, extremely durable. Transform your space. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way you would it covering your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the the neighborhood you live in. They do commercial insulation as well. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and to schedule their services. It's Iron Drive. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your own home. You will 100% thank me later. Robert, you'll be up first when we get back.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time. And we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. Starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have a call from enemy territory. And Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
This is where it starts. Where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. And step by step, you get stronger, faster, better. This is where it starts. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to get a free quote.
East Main Furniture in Easley pre-Black Friday sale is going on now. Save 30% on all in-stock furniture, including Lazy Boy recliners. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, mattresses, and occasional furniture. This is the best sale of the year. You don't want to miss out on the lowest prices of the year. Hurry in for the best selection. Special ordered furniture will have some discount as well. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Easley, or call 864-442-6054 today.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage, we are back, and some great callers in front of me, including a Clemson legend. Is that yes, Ramona? It's the Jim Davis, the Coach Jim Davis. Coach, it's a pleasure to have you, as always.
Walt, great to talk with you.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
I just want to agree with what you said about Coach Brownell being one of the elite coaches in America. I just think what they did against Georgia in a short turnaround,
right,
to prepare for that game was really phenomenal, to be able to handle their presses and traps and pressures the way they did. But I also want to tell you what I think. I think we've got two of the best basketball coaches in America. And Coach Sean Poppy, the job he did last year with almost nobody coming back off the year before, and to go out and put a team together that was competitive after he got the job as late as he did, I thought that was phenomenal. And then I think he's even better this year. He's still not quite where he wants to be, but he's got a recruiting class coming in that's going to help him get where they want to get. So I just think we've got two of the finest basketball coaches and best people.
Oh, no question. And, you know, the game against South Carolina, I think, even though the fourth quarter it got away a little bit, but through three quarters it was a very competitive game. And this is still in the for Coach Poppy, his program is still in their infancy under his direction. So to have narrowed the gap that far in that short a period of time, really without the talent yet that's going to be coming here under his direction, is right. Really amazing. And nobody would know better than you, Coach, because the best period of women's Clemson basketball that we've ever seen was under your direction.
Well, and I want to give Coach both coaching staffs, especially Coach Brownell, I think he's got a coaching staff that's to be able to identify players in the portal like they do.
It's unbelievable.
And use the portal. It is unbelievable how efficient they are at recruiting the portal. And Coach Poppy as well.
Right. And, you know, and all these guys were, you know, you realize the networking and everything and the effort it has to take, because a lot of these guys that the men's team found were west of the Mississippi River.
Utah.
Right. They're not guys.
We're Utah East.
Right. Not guys in the neighborhood. And the first time I saw a Carter Wellings film, I thought, oh, we have to have him. We have to have him. And then when we landed him, I was ecstatic. I say we like I had anything to do with it. But it was, you know, I feel like I do have a lot invested in this program. I think that It really is amazing. And in your memory, Coach, do you remember a Clemson basketball team, men's team, that was as deep as this team?
No.
I don't either.
No, I do not. I do not. And, you know, I was a little worried about the guard play to start with. But,
me too.
You know, Ace Buckner started out like a house on fire.
He did.
And then he slowed down a little bit this weekend, but good gosh. Porter and Buddy Johnson step up like big time, so it's quality depth.
And I thought Dylan played two great floor games this weekend against two different types of defense, and And I thought once he adjusted in the first few minutes to the speed that he was seeing with Georgia, I thought he really played a terrific floor game. I don't know how much it showed up in the stats, but I don't think they win that game without his leadership on the court and handling all that pressure. And I thought they turned it around on him, Coach. I thought the first 10 minutes, it was really harried, and Georgia was great in live ball turnovers, and they scored 24 points, and a lot of them were off of the live ball turnovers in the first 9 minutes. And I thought the last 30 minutes, I thought Clemson did a great job not just beating the press, but making Georgia pay for pressing.
Right, right. You know, if you don't score against a pressing team, then you can bet your bottom dollar you're going to get pressed for 40 minutes.
That's true.
So
that's
true. You've got to make them pay.
That's true.
You've got to make them pay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they did.
Yep. 100%.
They did.
100%.
But I just wanted to give a shout out to both coaching staffs. I think we're in great shape with our basketball teams, and I think the women have a home game tomorrow night.
Yep.
Let's get out there in Little John and support Coach Poppy and his team, and then the guys come back, I believe, Friday night. So let's get in Little John and show them how much we appreciate them.
100%. Thank you, Coach. And Coach, you need to call me more often, just as a regular basis. I enjoy you checking in, Coach.
Well, always a pleasure. Listen to your show when I can, and it's great talking with you, Walt.
Same here, Coach. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it. Uh-oh. I think I cut off his Go Tigers right in the middle of it. We got it, Coach. But, thank you. It's always a pleasure to have Coach Jim Davis. Again, the best that Clemson women's basketball has ever been was under Coach Jim Davis's direction. He was, you know, he talked about, you're right about, he says to me, you're right about Brad Brownell being a great coach, but he doesn't want to hear that he was an equally great coach when he was here, and he was. He was a legend, and he is the grandfather of Clemson women's basketball, and whatever Sean Poppy does moving forward, he will have done off of what Jim Davis once upon a time did here. That's a fact. Let me tell you about my guy Gary Mahaffey. Look, Gary Mahaffey, insurance for seniors and disabled. You hear people call all the time talking about what Gary has done for their lives. Gary and Gina Mahaffey own and operate one of the largest Medicare insurance agencies in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. Additionally, Gary has handpicked agents who sell and service all three states for Medicare Advantage and Medicare supplement products. The agents all work under Gary's tutelage, making sure they carry on the tradition of kindness and service quality and availability, which are still the trademarks of this company. You've heard all the testimonials that people have called into the show and talk about what Gary has meant to their lives. Look, Gary will help you. There is no way as a layperson you can navigate this, and there are just too many charlatans in this industry. Don't get it twisted. Your answer is right here. Call them today, 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484, and as always, you will thank me later. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all had a great weekend.
It was an all right weekend, Robert. It was made better by Clemson basketball.
Yeah. Yeah, what are the odds? That's the second time that I've had the honor of getting bumped by Coach Davis. Isn't that weird?
It is weird. It's not like Coach Davis calls in all the time, you know?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Just a quick comment about the football game Saturday, and then I want to talk Clemson basketball. And let me hear me out, Walt. I've been talking about Chris Denson for, what, a month and a half now, how exciting he is, how he makes things happen. But Clemson fans, y'all got to pump the brakes. I mean, the stuff I was reading online Saturday night and
it's
yesterday, people talking about, oh, he's a smaller Lamar Jackson. Chris Denson ain't even the best version of Chris Denson yet. He certainly ain't Lamar Jackson.
And you know what? He doesn't need all this stuff. He doesn't need these extra headaches. I mean, you know, before it was, I was hearing that Vezina was, I don't know, I thought I saw somewhere on Twitter that Vezina was Josh Allen or something. Now I'm seeing this. Just let him be. Let him grow up. Let him play.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too much. I mean, I think he's a great player. I like the fact that he makes things happen. But, and I think, honestly, Walt, and I've told you this before, there is a slight possibility that he could start next year and Clemson could have success, but he's got a long ways to go.
I don't think there's any possibility of that. I am completely out on that. I think that he's at least 2 years away, and I just think it's craziness. I mean, he completed four passes for 20 yards. I mean, great. He athletically ran around and made some plays. That's great.
Right.
It's against Furman. It's not against Louisville. It's not against Miami.
Right.
It's just unbelievable that people can somehow think that that means you're the starting quarterback next year. It's just nuts to me. I think that Chris Denson has a bright future, but the emphasis is on future. It's not what you need is a present answer, and right now you don't have one. There's not any quarterback on this team I want to go to war with next year. I'll tell you right now, any of these options start, Clemson's winning six games again. That's how I see it. That's how I see it. I think you need a starting quarterback for next year at least, and then depending on what class that dude is, you'll find out whether that guy's going to be the starter for longer than that. And you know what? I'm not going to worry about anybody who's not him. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just not. I think that's the kind of mentality that gets you in trouble. In other words, if for any reason Vezina or Chris Denson decides to leave because I bring in another quarterback, well, then so be it. So be
it. I
can't worry about that at all. I mean, I got to worry about next year and winning football games. So, you know, somebody asked me the other day, so what happens if a Sorsby from Cincinnati comes here? Well, he's the starter. Without question, he's the starter. I mean, look, that dude has some Aaron Rodgers in him, and I mean both the good and bad stuff. I'm just going to tell you, I've watched every game. He has that mentality, okay? But he's a talent, and he's a proven commodity at high-level football. If he, for example, and he's just one of many examples, but if he were to come here and Clemson lands him in the portal, he's the starter. End of story. He's the starter. He's 100% the starter. You're not starting Christopher Vezina or Chris Denson over Sorsby. You're just not. Nobody in their right mind would even consider such a thing. Now, Clemson won't say it that way, but that's the reality of it.
Yeah, absolutely, Walt. The days of worrying about somebody transferring because you bring somebody else in, those got to end.
You can't. Clemson can't afford that. Clemson's.
Right.
You know, I understand. You know, you want to maintain the integrity of your quarterback room. I get it. And you try to do that. You try to do that. And if Clemson brings a guy in, they'll probably, you know, sort of, from a public perception standpoint, slow play it, saying, you know, well, multiple guys are in competition for it, whatever. But the reality will be that that guy's going to start. I mean, you're not – Clemson's not bringing any more clipboard carriers. If you bring in a quarterback of Sorsby's level, he without question is your quarterback. Hold on, Robert. I started you late. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
For an outstanding 11 years.